Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, it's the 5 on 5. And once again, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with The Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1 right here in lovely Vero Beach, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
And we're talking today about gratitude, so I thought I'd kind of open up the 5 on 5 today and write down some, I'm gonna give you something to think about. What kind of art are you most grateful for? Painting, sculpture, drawing, photography? What medium? Be grateful for that. You know, before you knew about it, you didn't, you know? And it's fun. If you have somebody, if you have a favorite artist or you have a favorite style of art and you get to see it somewhere, think of the joy that that brings you. Or if you're in a new city and you're looking at sculpture, maybe you're looking at the statues that the city put up. If that's your favorite, think of it that way. Think of the gratitude that art can bring to you.
Well, you want to know one of the things my little Elizabeth, when she was growing up, we would see a beautiful sunset or something in nature, and I would call it God's artwork.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And to this day, Lizzie will send me pictures and refer to it as God's artwork.
That's good. That's good. How about this one? What music are you grateful for? Okay, for some people, it's the artist. They're thinking of an artist. For others, it's maybe the beat or the style of music. Maybe it's the instrument. Maybe you're a piano solo or a guitar solo kind of enthusiast. For others yet, it's the lyrics. Mm. What is the song saying? So music engages and changes moods. Are you grateful for that? Number 3, what movie are you grateful for? It's kind of funny. Which one can you watch time and time again?
You know what? Which one do you find yourself quoting?
Yeah. And, you know, it like takes you away for a couple hours. There's even some that are on like around Christmas time over and over again. And those are the ones I wrap presents to. You know, I just put that movie on in the background and it's comforting to me. But you think about yours. How about this one? Number 4. What food are you grateful for? This can be a tough one. So many to choose from. You know, I'm from Chicago, deep dish pizza. Some people, deep dish pizza makes them happy. Down here, I don't see it as much. So when I see it, I think of Chicago and I feel grateful. You know, I love my watermelon.
Yeah.
I like watermelon. If I'm at a salad bar or something, and there's some watermelon on it. I'm like, oh, that's good. Add it on. What's yours? Filet mignon? Stone crab claws, they're going out of season this week. You know, whatever it is, what food makes you feel grateful?
Spaghetti squash.
Yeah, treat yourself to it from time to time.
3 times a week because it's convenient and good for you.
There you go. And the last one I'm going to say is, what place are you grateful for? Mm. A place that when you go there, you belong. Goethe has that quote, we need to have people who mean something to us. People to whom we can turn, knowing that being with them is coming home. What makes you feel like you've arrived at home?
I remember when the TV show Cheers came out, that theme song was all over the air, and yeah. It was where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the 5 on 5 today. I'm trying to give you some ideas of what you're grateful for, because that's what we're talking about today. You know, before we took the break, we were talking about how we talk to ourselves. And there's another, a PhD, a doctor, Sam Quick at the University of Kentucky.
Okay. You had me nervous with the K.
Yeah.
Thought we were back in California, Davis.
No. And, he suggests that you talk to yourself in a creative, optimistic, and appreciative manner. And he says this could entail simply reflecting on things that you're grateful for, or if you're facing a challenging situation, see how it can ultimately be beneficial. For instance, if you have to cope with particularly difficult people in your job or in your neighborhood, they may improve your patience and understanding. You may grow in another way. And, you know, how you talk to yourself is really important. That's something to be grateful for. If you've been having self-deprecating comments all your life, telling you, oh, you'll never amount to anything, or oh, you always screw that up, or
cancel,
oh, you
cancel.
Yeah, I say those words a lot. I'll say cancel if I say something I don't want it to be. And my friends around me know that now. If I'm saying cancel, it's because I said something that's not what I want to express. You know, it sounds silly.
But it's not what I want to put out into the universe.
And I don't put it out there very much anymore. You don't hear me canceling out too many things.
But I do cancel other people.
But you remember times that I did it all the time. Where I'd say, oh, cancel. You know, I was learning something new. But these are things we're talking about. Gratitude, you know, ways to do it. How about this one? Be grateful for people instead of criticizing them. Now. That's going to be hard when the guy in front of you slows down and then you miss the green light. And he ekes through. And you're like, okay, here I am. I'm really grateful that guy slowed me down and made me stop at this red light. It's a major switch of attitude to be able to say, okay, well, I guess I was supposed to rest here a minute. You know, I'm grateful that I'm not behind that guy anymore. He's going to be ahead of me now. And I might catch up with him because he goes so slow, but chances are good that has changed for this.
And it can be a perspective changer in this instance, because I will never forget. I had just bought a home. I had just missed time from having surgery, and I was let go from a job. And for a moment, I defaulted into fear. But gratefully, because of, you know, over the years of focusing on change, you know, I went to, okay, you know, and I looked to the universe. I says, what do you got for me?
Right.
You know, and as it turned out, it was a huge blessing, because I was taken to something way better.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing I want to mention is that if you constantly criticize, you're probably doing that most to the people you love the most in the world. And you know what? That is not expressing your love. A critical spirit it doesn't do a heart good. So think about that. You know, listen to how you talk to the people you love. I'm asking you to listen to how you talk to yourself, and now I'm asking you to listen to how you talk to the people you love. If you hear yourself being critical, stop and be grateful for them. Think of something your spouse or your child or your roommate or your business partner or whoever it is. Think of something for which you are very grateful. For those you love the most, it will be easy. And once you start doing it, it will come more readily. You will be more and more grateful for other little things that they do. But it will change the way you talk to people.
And also my experience is, if I'm being, my wife and I call it judgy-wudgy, if I'm being critical and judgmental of others, chances are I'm being pretty brutally critical of myself.
Oh, yeah. It usually goes together. That's why I started with, how are you talking to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And are you criticizing yourself? And now I'm going on to how you're doing to other people. But, you know, your relationships will become stronger. And your relationship with self will become stronger as you stop criticizing yourself, too. And the people you love will grow into this, and the relationship will change. They'll get used to you not being critical. They'll get used to you being positive. And your love will grow. And it will be a better world for you. I mean, that's truly what will happen.
And you will become attractive in a different way. Because if you ever notice the people that are grateful, you want to be around them.
Right.
And the people that are in self-pity, I'm sorry. You know, if I get a choice, I'm going to hang with the grateful dude.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, too. It's very important. You know, when you're dealing with these people regularly, pray for them. You know, pray for them. Take the time to pray for others, even if you don't know their circumstances or issues. If it's somebody on the street that's ticking you off, pray for them. You know, Lee, we've driven together many times. And the poor guys on the side of the road with the signs, I'm always leaning out the window. And we talked about it once. Well, the other day, I didn't get to do that. I didn't get to give the guy, there was too much traffic and I couldn't.
Okay.
And the fellow, as I was going by him, he was like making gestures at somebody else who didn't stop, that was ahead of me. And it upset me. I was like, wait a minute, guy. You know, this is...
Where's the gratitude?
This is not a given. You know, this is somebody was, you know, and you don't know their circumstances either.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, okay, I can't stop traffic and give the guy a few bucks or whatever it is, but I can cover him with grace. I can pray for this guy. I can still give him probably more of what he needs. Now, in that case, I was thinking, you know, we work with a lot of people that have addiction issues and families that have addiction issues. And I was thinking, he probably really needs his drink. He doesn't have the money for what it is that he feels he really needs, and he's taking it out on the people that aren't giving it to him. And he's in pain. And so I started to pray for him in a different way and to just kind of think good thoughts for him. Sounds silly, but as I drove down the street, I thought, wow, you probably gave him more than you've ever given any of those other people you've blessed. Mm. You know, and that's the reality of being a blessing to others. It doesn't have to be material. It can be in the spiritual realm. You can bless people and you can wish them well, however you consider it. But don't minimize that. It will change how you feel and it will make you grateful for your own life. Don't you find?
We've said so many times when I'm given the opportunity to do something for somebody else, and sometimes I will take that opportunity reluctantly, but it always winds up, did you just have a chill?
I did. I just had a little chill.
But I always, I always wind up feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something about it. Another one of those things that I don't understand it, but it's a truism.
Yeah. These are just things that we're talking about. We're talking about ways to be grateful. You know, instead of looking at what you don't have, like Lee said, don't look at your nots. Look at your gots. What do you have? What do you have? Just that simple little change will change your whole day. A moment of gratitude right now can change the rest of the day for you. And to choose not to be grateful, you can be deciding to have a gray, cloudy day.
And if you can't find anything, ask someone you know.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about ways to cultivate gratitude. Does it sound good?
Reminds me of gardening.
There you go. We'll be right back.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
Hello, is this thing on? briefly, Beth, I just pertinent to the conversation before the break, you were talking about, we're talking about gratitude. And yesterday I had a challenging day. It was, in business, in personal, it was a rough day.
Yeah.
And last night I was able to connect with a fellow named Adam, who I've spoken to about before here on the show. And it was such a gift and such relief to find that connection. Now, that fellow Adam is the fellow some of our regular listeners may mention, where one night we used to call each other up and say to each other, say something spiritual, quick. Well, I happened to be speaking to him one night, and I was suffering at the time from depression in a bad way. And I said to him, Adam, I don't imagine that there's anything you could say to me that would help it right now. And he goes, how about the fact that I'm blessed to have a friend like you? And as the tears came down my face, I says, well, that's a start.
That's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story, and that's gratitude. That's gratitude. Somebody's gratitude for your friendship changed how you felt in that moment because you became aware of it.
But my experience yesterday was just response to what I said before the break. You know, if you can't find something to be grateful for, ask somebody else. Yeah. Ask for help.
Right, right. Well, I have some different principles for cultivating gratitude.
Let's dig it.
And the first one is that gratitude is not based on what's happening right now. Okay? It's an attitude of thankfulness. It's knowing that there is more than what is right in front of me. Even though it can bring me back to the present moment, I have to be in that present moment fully and look for what it is that I can be grateful for.
So it's not situational.
Yeah, it's not. It's independent of life circumstances. Gratitude can come anyway.
Attitude.
Know? Yeah. So that's the first principle. The second one I have, gratitude is totally dependent on awareness.
As is everything else we speak about.
Yes, you must be able to see, to desire, to thank. So you're looking at something that's really hard. Somebody in your family, we use the addiction one. Somebody in your family is back into their addiction. It's hard. It's hard right there. It's a powerlessness that only those families of the sufferer know, because you could lose them at any time, and you know that, and you're powerless over that.
And it covers the spectrum from anger to disappointment to sadness to fear.
Right. There's so many different heavy emotions that are going. But to take that, and in that moment, to become grateful, that number one, you don't have to do it alone, especially if you're hooked up to Source, or hopefully both, you know other people that have been in your shoes and you can reach out to them. We don't all suffer the same emotional strife at the same time, but it helps. There's groups called Al-Anon. That's a 12-step group for the families and friends of people that suffer from addiction. Going to someone like that that's been where you're at, and they have had experience, strength, and hope in that area, it can help you.
What's the name of that cancer survivors group here in town that meets?
The Friends After Diagnosis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a group of women.
People with a common
Mostly
challenge.
Mostly women, been to. Yeah.
Seeking a common solution.
Right. And they come together, and one person might be having the worst day of their treatment. Somebody else has been there, and they've gotten beyond it.
And they can share that. You know, I've been there. This is what I did, or not, but I'm not there now. That
right.
Amazing, this too shall pass.
Right. But gratitude is totally dependent on awareness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the awareness comes from the ideas of other people. So you have to open yourself up. But you have to come to be able to see, to get to a place where you can desire to think. Okay, the third one. Entitlement impedes gratitude. Okay? A lot of you know I don't like the word deserve. I meet with two women every week, my mana sisters, Dixie and Kat. And this week they said something about deserve, and then Dixie jumped and she said, I know you don't like that word, but I can't remember why. And I said, you know, I don't like it because I break words down. And the prefix DE means away from or to undo. And serve means to help. So if I'm so worried about what I deserve, I am away from or moving away from or breaking free from assistance and help.
Separation.
Yeah, I'm separating. And if you're considering what you deserve, you won't have a grateful heart. It's just they don't go hand in hand. If you're all tied up with what you deserve, your heart won't be filled with gratitude.
Well, like that old saying, you know, would I want to pray for what I deserve? Probably not.
Right.
I'll settle for grace.
Yeah, thank you that I didn't get what I deserved. Yeah, that's for sure. So the fourth principle, we often take for granted that which we receive on a regular basis.
Hmm.
It's kind of like we're asleep at the wheel. So slow down and pay attention to the moments. It will increase your gratitude quotient. It will. Slow down and pay attention to moments. Even in moments of serious grief and suffering, there will be moments of joy and love and peace. Because if we're able to notice them, they will be showered on us. That's how we get through it. It's kind of like that old poem, The Footprints in the Sand. And the person's walking down the beach and they see their footprints and they say, I'm walking with God down the beach. But God, look at this, in my time, my hardest time, there's only one set of footprints. Where did you go? And God said, oh, no. It was then that I carried you. You know? And that's the story that we're telling. It's, you know, there's going to be times that we take for granted that which we receive on a regular basis. That could be the love of a spouse or a child or a neighbor. It could be the goodwill of a coworker. It could be just things you receive on a regular basis.
Does your wife do the laundry?
Does your car start every morning?
You do know, you have a car?
Yeah. Those kind of things. So some of those things we kind of tend to forget. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one. The next principle for cultivating gratitude. I believe that regular self-examination leads to gratitude. Because as you know yourself better, you will see all the blessings that come to you regularly. You'll know your strengths and weaknesses better, and you'll come to appreciate them. And you'll be able to appreciate the same in others. It will lead you to quicker forgiveness and understanding.
But honest, realistic self-appraisal.
Yeah, yeah. And positive relationship qualities will just enhance your overall gratitude. But you will, as you learn about yourself more, you will forgive others more easily. Isn't that amazing? It's like you
baffling.
Yeah, well, it's like you get it. You're like, yeah, I'd do that too. Have you ever had where you said, I would never do that? And then you do it in the next like half a day and you're like, oh gosh, I just did it. I just did it, you know? So that's kind of what it is. Okay, I want to get this other one out there. Expressing gratitude. This is another principle. Expressing gratitude through words and deeds will increase your experience of gratitude. You know, we were taught that we were made in the image of our Creator and that we speak our world into existence. What are you saying? You were made in the image of the Creator. You are a creator. You are creative. Humans have this over most every other species. What are you saying? Are you creating good? You are the creator in your life. Your words matter. And the last one is, grace is the ultimate giver of gratitude. It covers us with love and connection. Cover yourself with grace. When you're feeling bad, just ask Source. Just say, hey, I don't even know what I think about you, God, or if I believe in you, God, or maybe you do believe in God. God, I believe in you, but I've never asked you to cover me with grace. Could you cover me now with the unearned favor that shows your love? Because I really need it. It's been a heavy day. We're talking about gratitude. It's a good day. I hope you're smiling.
Good day.
Because gratitude is a great attitude, and it will change the rest of your life if you can start believing it today. You have any last thoughts, Lee?
Yeah, just we hope you can join us this weekend, www.bethwe.com, for more information on the workshop this weekend. It's going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good one. Probably will be a little bit interactive, so be ready. But come knowing that if you don't want to interact, we'll let you slide.
Bring a friend.
You got it. Thanks. We'll be here next week. Thanks, Shane. Good to see you. He's waving his hand. We've been waved off.
Which is horrible for radio.
I got a great face for radio.